Yerushalmi Sukkah corresponding to Babli Sukkah Daf Chaf Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesem at base in the second wide line with the words Nasna Be'ilon. Nasna Be'ilon Lamala Masa Tvachim in a Eruv. If you place the Eruv in a tree above 10 Tvachim, it's not an Eruv as you can't retrieve it on Shabbos since it's been put in a different domain. Lamata Masa Tvachim Eruv Eruv Va'asa Letalsalay. If you placed it in a tree below 10 Tvachim, it's a valid Eruv, but you cannot move it as you'll be making use of the tree by removing it. The matter may gimel mutter. If you placed it below 3 tvachim, it may be removed, as there is no prohibition against using a tree when it's under 3 tvachim. The kasha im eruv eruv yei mutter letaltalei, v'im os letaltalei lo yei eruv. The Gemara asks, well, if it's a valid eruv, it should be permitted to move, and if it's prohibited to move, it should not be a valid eruv. If one cannot retrieve it, how can it be a valid eruv? Royhu la'avar ala shvus v'lochol. The answer is, one could transgress the rabbinic prohibition of using the tree by removing it during Ben HaShmoshos to eat. Mi'ata afil lemala mi'asorah. Your sorah should be valid even if it's above 10, as the area is located in a makom patur, an area that's less than 4x4 trochim, that is exempt from the laws of transferring on Shabbos, and he's located below it in the public domain, and he should therefore be able to retrieve it. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel tipata shahaisa kol sodalat shetzei. Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, answers that the tree trunk is 4 trochim wide, so the eruv is located in a full private domain and may not be removed. Am Rav Manna, v'hi shetehei v'shetharav makafas mekol sad. Rav Manna says that it applies when the public domain fully surrounds it, then it's invalid as there's no way to retrieve it. V'aim meshvi sasi tachtov, also for it to be invalid, he must have said, my dwelling place is under this tree. If he would have said, my dwelling place is above, he would be allowed to use it. Tani nasna mekal kola v'tuluyov v'ilon, the Baisa says, if the Eruv was placed in a basket and hung on a tree above 10 Trochim, it is not a valid Eruv. If the basket was placed below 10 Trochim, it is a valid Eruv, but he may not move it. If the basket was placed below 3, then it's permitted. The Gemara asks, if the Eruv is valid, he should be permitted to move it, and if it may not be moved, it should be invalid. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chinna, ro'oyu l'hafcha u'levatel v'shus ha'yochid t'ba. Rav Acha, quoting Rav Chinna, said, since the basket is long, he's able to tip it until one side is below 10 trochim and no longer a private domain, and he could take it during Ben HaShmoshos, since doing so would only be rabbinically prohibited. Am Rav Yose, hada amma safsal, shuhu nosim v'shus ha'rabim, gavoya asora v'racha v'arbor, Rav Yose asked the question, can we learn from here that a bench that is 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide that is located in a public domain can be tipped out of the public domain and therefore it's a valid location for an eruv and can be moved? The Gemara brings from our Mishnah that if two walls are made by man and one is made in the tree, or two are made in the tree and one is made by man, it's valid, but he may not climb into it on Yom Tov. The Gemara asks, here you say that it's valid, but he may not climb into it on Yom Tov. And here you say that it's a valid Eruv and permitted to move. Rabbi Yirmiyah answers that one is where the sukkah is above, inside the tree, and one is where it's on the side. Hadayel from Inahi, Vahi Yel from Inador, sukkah learns from Eruvin, Eruv learns from sukkah. Hadayel from Inahi, Shem Hayan Nosim Besidoi, Shal Ilan, Sheuva Eruv, and Mutla Taltale. Sukkah learns from Eruvin that if the Eruv was positioned on the side of the tree, it's a valid Eruv and permitted to carry. Vahi Yel from Inador, Shem Hayu Shte Yesedo, Yotzis Vesicha Gabayan, Sheikshewa Vain Lavi Yomtov. Eruvin learned from sukkah that if there are two pegs protruding and he rested sach on top of them, it's a valid sukkah and he may climb into it on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Yosef ben Hocho ben Tamon min Asadi. Rabbi Yosef says that both here and there it's on the side. Maikadoin, so what's the law? Gahidam Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Zeira to Rabbi Shimon Lozahi, Tatani b'shem Lozah Oime, Mutal Ishtamish al Sidday Behemah b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Zeira, answered, it follows Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who said in a braisa that it's permitted to use the sides of an animal on Shabbos. He said the behemah, he said the ilan, and the sides of an animal are the same as the sides of a tree.